lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a tray.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Hello, hello, and good evening to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me here on our return to Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shero at your Ground Zero. And I welcome you. Oh, yes, and I must not forget, I'm also the mediator and the realist. I forgot that little part in the beginning, but you guys know that's what this show is all about. Real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing. That has been our tagline since day one, and we are going to stick to every single word. We are here not to sugarcoat things for you, but we are here to keep it real. And we have been off air for a little while now. We were regrouping, reorganizing, and setting up some new things, and we are back. But in the interim, naturally, a lot of people have sent me all types of questions, comments, show topics, things like that. And with so many things going on in this world, I don't have enough time. Even if I did a show for 24 hours, I couldn't touch on everything. So tonight, I'm just going to touch on a few things that seems to be playing over and over and over again. You know, a lot of people waiting for me Come on, Maria. Tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you think about that. Let me tell you all something. My opinions are my own. This is a show disclaimer. My guests' opinions are their own. Don't depend on me to give you an answer for the question that you have for yourself. I cannot give you the answer to your life's questions. My goal is to help you discover your answers for yourself. Because one thing, and we all know this, we've all experienced it. You give your opinion, next thing you know, here comes four, five, six people saying, well, so-and-so said that you told them blah, blah, blah. It's like, wait, they asked me a question, I gave my opinion. I never told them that my word was law. And next thing you know, you're into this big he said, she said, over a lot of nothing but one person's opinion, and that's all that there was. Because that's what people do. There's a lot of broken people out there. There's a lot of people out there that are just pure D drama magnets. They just like to keep things going. Oh, yeah, and by the way, there are a lot of people who have been writing to me with their humdrum blah, blah lives since day one. And no matter what I say to help them, no matter who I refer them to, they have a reason why whatever said and or done for them won't work. But they continue to accept the attention over and over again, year after year. Year after year, they keep doing it. So I say to you, why are you wasting your time? Notice I said your time, not my time, because I know your game. I'm not going to sit up here when there's too many people out there that need my help. I'm not going to waste my time with you. Why are you wasting your time? If you're only here to be a drama magnet, this ain't the show and I'm not the one. Because this is about real people with real stories of real hurt, and they are ready for some real healing. I cannot year after year have people try to, milk me on the side and get me free coaching, free advice, free everything, and think that I don't take notice of that, because I do. And for those of you who like to tap into my numbers, let's put it that way. Some people have been bold enough to tell me that it's not about me. They could care less if I support them. They just want to make sure that they can tap into my followers, my listenership, so that they can get those people. Let me tell you something. That's why everything that I do is blocked on social media, because I know that game too. This is about being real tonight. These are the things that so many people are afraid to talk about. Some of us don't mind sharing, don't mind getting together, don't mind supporting, because we truly support one another. We are in this for helping and healing other people. We are not in this for the fame, for the fortune, for the money. We're not in this for that. We're not in this moving around with our fake made-up titles and all of this and that. And some of us have titles that we actually earn. But you know what? We don't wear that title as a banner every day to make people who are hurting, people who have lost everything, feel lower than life when I'm so-and-so and you will address me as so-and-so. You know what? Nobody cares. I have paper. I'm still getting paper. And so, guess what? I still put on my pants one leg at a time. I've still been abused. I've been lied to. I've been cheated on. I've been hurt. So my paper doesn't mean a thing when it comes down to hurt. This show is called Healing Through Hurt. So when you're here, nobody comes here on their high horse. And if they do, guess what? I'll send them in their one-trip pony right back the way that they have come on here, because that's not what this is about. And this year alone, in the last few years, but lately, so many people have been on their high horses, it's getting to be some type of an epidemic. You're not all that. I'm not all that. Yes, I have listeners all over the world. I have people who have told me that I'm their angel on earth. I have people that have told me that I have saved their life. Wonderful. Job well done. Because guess what? God charged me with that task. He didn't charge me to come out here and be some type of a, as some people say, they love when I say that, feel good, fluff, fluff, foo, foo guru that's taking your money and you're not really getting anything out of it. And some people, I can't even make them understand. Well, you told me about this person 2 years ago, and now you paid $200, $300, $400, $500, $5,000 to go hear him again, and you're still at ground zero. What are they telling you? What are you getting out of it? And everything that I always see is that, well, they keep it real and they tell me what I want to hear, what you want to hear. This show tells you what you need to hear. And guess what, people? In order for us to heal and move forward, it has to hurt most times before it will heal. If it's not hurting, then you don't know that there's something wrong and that it needs to be healed. Now, there are some illnesses and ailments that creep up on us, but guess what? When they show up, when they manifest, oh, they come in a big way. When I was sick a few years ago, I had something called pancreatitis. About a month prior to it really kicking in and hitting me, I had that sense of dread. And all that time, I thought, you know what, maybe my ex is going to come back and make good on his promise to take me out or something. I got past it. I was upset for about 2.2 milliseconds, and then I said, God has me. And then come that January, because that happened around December-ish, I got sick, and I was very sick. But by then, it was way past too late. But, you know, when we get into the NDEs and all of that, that's a show for another day. But right now, we have to get real as real can be. I am so disgusted with social media right now where everybody's jumping on this black-white bandwagon. There was a post that someone did, a Caucasian man. He said to the new Black Panthers that are over there in Texas, their motto is oink, oink, kill the pigs. Oink, oink, kill the pigs. This is not the Black Panthers of the days of old. This is this newfangled group, and they're going out spreading hate all over the place, promising to kill all white cops, all this. And when a white male says, you come in our neighborhood, we're going to fight back, all these people on social media, this and that, ignorant man, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, oink, oink, kill the pigs. Isn't that ignorant too? I'm just saying, because I had written this long post on social media, and then I just clicked the X because I said, you know, we are so far into ourselves as a people. We're waiting to point the finger to everyone else to fix our problems. You fix it. I'm going to stay doing what I'm doing, but you fix you. And you all know I'm good for my silent time because I want you all to digest this. Oh, and by the way, welcome to the people on the call query. Thank you so much for being here with me this evening on the return of healing through Hurt Talk Radio. But you know what, people? There comes a point when we, the people who are here to help you, we get tired. Because guess what? We're still humans. And sometimes we have to take that break and regroup because you are just jumping on every single little bandwagon going along. Hate, 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 hate. And the minute someone says, well, if our lives matter, why aren't we proving it? The pants are still to the ground. The girls still act like, I don't even know what the devil these women out here are acting like. They're not ladies, I can tell you that. For the most part, there's good and bad in every single race, black, white, Asian, whatever color, it doesn't matter. But right now, I'm talking about the issues that are on the forefront of the media and what I'm seeing in social media. Because we are complaining, and I've said this before. When Baltimore was rioting, you had all the ministers come together. They were walking the streets holding hand in hand when the cameras were there. When the trial started for the six officers and the media was really playing up, oh, it might be something wrong. I'm so glad that the people didn't get upset. I'm so glad that the decision was one that did not incite another riot. But there were no ministers. There were no churches. There were nothing again. Churches were here to be in the community. They weren't here to make, not all churches, I want you all to understand, not all churches this applies to, but a vast majority of them they do. They're not here to keep the ministers in their fancy cars in their million-dollar homes. And some of them are in a race with each other. when a neighbor years ago, a neighbor said that she was going to a very prominent minister's church in Baltimore, and I know him personally, and he said, you know, I went into a car dealership, and I told him, you give me a good deal on my Mercedes or whatever he was getting. He said, and every other prominent minister will be in here because they're going to want to outdo me. And they're going to, this is the games that are being played behind the scenes. I was out just the other day, and someone who I grew up with, he's very prominent in the ministry, and I called him by his name. I grew up with this person. I knew him when he was around the corner in Baltimore City making his way up. So the person I was talking to corrected me. He's Bishop somebody. And I'm like, you know, oh, excuse me for not calling him Bishop. But I knew him. We grew up together, and I knew him as so-and-so. That's like I have a cousin in the government. When I talk to him, I say, hey, cuz. I don't say, hey, government official so-and-so. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. In a professional setting, yes. But so many people, I'm saying that to say, stop worshiping the person. Aren't you supposed to be going to church to get the word of God and not to be all up on that particular person? What happened to our churches? These are just some of the things that people have been flooding my boxes with, wanting me to talk about, so here you go. If you wanted me to give you a fluff, fluff, foo, foo guru, you're on the wrong show. We as churches, we need to go back to the people. Ministers, you need to go out and get a 40-hour-a-week job and stop letting the church pay your mortgage, your gas and electric and everything else. The church, the congregation, is meant to keep that building that they congregate in together. It's not meant to pay your mortgage. I'm sorry. And don't get me wrong. You're a wonderful minister. You can have your gifts and all of that, but have a real job too. Don't expect me when I'm struggling to pay for your multi-million dollar home. I'm sorry, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. Then some of you, there are people out here hurting. There are women out here and men who are being abused, and they try to talk to you about it, and you tell them the darndest things. I have had so many people where you have been sending them back. I'm talking to you, those people who it applied to. Once again, this does not apply to every single person, every single church. It does not, because guess what? We have something called selective remembrance and hearing. We will hear, well, she said that all churches never said that. This is how problems start, because we don't listen. We hear people talking, but we don't listen to what they are saying. There are some great churches out there, and then there are some who have lost their way. Anytime you're going to get up on the pulpit and talk about these hoes ain't loyal, and then you get caught with your pants down in the bed with another woman that's not your wife, something is wrong. I'm just saying. It's just my personal opinion. We need to bring the church back to the people, and we need to bring God back into the church. The church was meant to be separate from corporations, but most of them are being run like businesses nowadays. And if you don't think that the government is not devising a way to tap into that money, you're mistaken. The government, this country, is good for gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm a take, 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 take. This is the times and the place that we live in. Times haven't changed. People are changing. Let's just remember that. People are changing. So when you want something, go out and work for it. Go out and work for it. I just want you all to understand something. If you want sugarcoating, this ain't the show for you. This is not the show for you. Relationships. If one more person write to me who's written to me 100 times before and you're still at ground zero, let me tell you something. When I found out that the man who promised to love on and cherish me became a stranger in my house and he wanted to sleep with the neighbor and every other woman he could meet online and everywhere else, guess what? He had to go. Yes, me as a woman, I took my vows seriously. Obviously, he didn't. And as he put it, it's easier to have all of those women who are desperados that make him the best thing since sliced bread and air. But when he came home, he knew of all his shortcomings because he was not a good husband and father in this home. So he'd rather go out there and lie and cheat and steal and have the women who are his personal puppets. And still won't stay out of this neighborhood and still won't stop using my addresses and everything for his dirt. He still won't let me go. And I divorced him back in 2010. It's 2016 almost. And he's still not out of my life. And his women were quick to say that B called me out of my name and I'm just the ex-wife trying to mind my business. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a relationship like this, get help and get out. Yes, it's going to be hard. And for some of you, you're married for all the wrong reasons or you're hooked up for all the wrong reasons anyway. You're hooked up because you got the money, you got the material items, you got the big house, you got the fancy car, you got the clothes, the jewelry, and all of this. Get your own. If you can't afford it on your own, you don't need to be hooking up with anybody anyway. And then you got married and you got to that hookup for all the wrong reasons. Time for you to stand on your own. Put on your big boy pull-ups and your big girl panties and get your own. Do for yourself. See, when you're in a relationship, this is the problem with so many people. There's something called dating. I know this is a foreign concept to a lot of people. Even with my ex and I, we did old-fashioned dating. We had date nights. We go to 7-Eleven and share a big bite hot dog. We go and we sit up here. We come home and watch movies. Or we play Bible games on the computer. I've said all this before. It was old-fashioned. But for me, it was real. For him, it was a game. Have your own. Know how to go home to your own. I've heard it all. I'm out here now. Next week, next Saturday, 1 week from today, I'll be celebrating being 1 year older. God has given me another year on this earth. And guess what? I come home alone. I've had one real relationship since I divorced my ex back in 2010. And even then, I figured out I wasn't ready. So I come home by myself. Do I hear the silence sometimes? Yes, I do. But guess what? I have hobbies and other things to do. So I'm not sitting up here thinking about, I need a man. Oh, my God, I ain't got a man in my life. Guess what? Still complete. Any person who I choose or God sends my way and he puts us together, it's to enhance one another. It's not to complete either one of us ever. I'm complete, and I have a life. I'm not stressing over a man that I dated 5 years ago, 4 years ago. No, 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 no. People say, and then people ask me the dumbest question. Well, why you keep talking about? Well, see, my show is called Healing Through Hurt. And in order for me to connect with my audience, I have to share my story. I have to share the fire that I have come through. I have to share where I've been so that I can let people know that they can make it through it too. That's why. Hello. I can't sit up here and tell you what I think I know. That's just like some people want to be motivational speakers and inspirational speakers, and they had the nucleotic family and a perfect childhood and this and that. How are you going to tell anybody about what they need to do when you've never been through it? I was at a function 2 weeks ago, and everyone that I met, I had a display that said, only someone who's been abused can talk to someone who's been abused. You can't tell me what you learned in your college textbooks. You certainly can't tell me what you learned in your high school textbooks. And you certainly can't tell me anything if you've never been through that fire. And I'm not knocking anyone who's ever been picked on. But when you're a child, kids are going to be kids in school. But then there are children who are picked on relentlessly. They are children who are picked on because they wear glasses, because they're different, because nobody wants to be their friend, because they walk by and they kick them and they spit on them and they call them out their name and teachers join in. There are kids out there who go through that. There are kids who have the sibling rivalries and the little groups with the girls don't like other girls. Yes, that's one group, and that needs to be dealt with too. But there are children out there who are really being – children with disabilities who are being picked on, picked on, picked on, and teachers are jumping in too or ignoring it. And then you have parents who are working 88 jobs to keep in their fancy home and their cars and things, keeping up, as they used to say in the days of old, with the Joneses, the Jenkins, and everybody else, when they know they can't afford it otherwise, and their children are being left alone. I know what it's like to have lived in a world of silence, and it hurts. And if all of my family were listening tonight, I would tell them, the more you all talk about things like, we thought something was wrong, but you didn't do anything, that hurts me more than had you kept your comments to yourself. I'm here to tell you and everybody all of, yes, something was very wrong in our household. Yes, something was very wrong growing up with my mother and my brother. Yes, it was wrong. And nobody stepped in to help me. And I was just a child. I was just a baby. Nobody stepped in. And when you tell me someday, you know, you were going to sit down with me and get to the bottom of it, well, you've been listening to my mother's lies for 52 years almost. What do you want to hear what I have to say for now? It's too late. But will I let that define me? Will I let that make me some type of a mean person in this world? No. I had something, that gift that God gave me, called free will. I made the choice to turn my life around. And each and every one of you can do it too. You use your past as validation for your poor decisions in your present, and that is not acceptable. That is not acceptable by any means. If you'd like to chime in, feel free. If you're in a call query, press the number 1 on your phone. I'd love to hear from you this evening. Press the number 1, and I will bring you on air. For those of you listening from afar, because I know that my Hello Relationship Recovery Group, I know you all are there from all over the world. I don't know what time it is in your part of the woods, but hello and thank you so much for being here with me. Hello to the United Kingdom. I know you guys are always listening and some of my biggest supporters. Hello, hello, hello. So again, if you want to chime in tonight, our number is 646-478-4726. It's Chat Box Live. If you have something that you would like to talk about, feel free to join me. I would love to hear from you this evening, because guess what? We have so much going on in this world tonight, going on again tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after. People, we need to talk about it. We need to talk this out. We need to join forces. We need to be those leaders that we don't happen to see in this world. We need to be those leaders. We need to stay right here and start cleaning up things at the grassroots level. We need to have discerning taste in who we align ourselves with. We need to do this. We need to start healing people. And, you know, I was talking to a group of people the other day, and everything was an excuse. Well, your man hurt you because he was hurt as a child. And so he grew up. He became a quote-unquote man, or that woman who's slapping you all around, she became an adult woman. She made that choice. Oh, I'm going to keep doing bad things in 2015 because I had a bad childhood in 1978. Come on now. Stop it. Grow up. Take responsibility for your actions. I can tell you all this, and I feel so liberated this year. I've never heard my mother or my brother admit to their role in anything that's happened in their lives, and I've never heard either one ever say that they were sorry for anything. And it's not about them saying that they are sorry to me, because God had me the whole time, and that's all that matters to me. That's between them and God now, what they did to me. But every time I go out and speak, there are people where I have to dry their tears, because they were under the impression that they were the only ones in the world that had gone through such things, such abuse. And these are people, my mother's that person that go to church on Sunday and hallelujah, praise to God. And people think when I was sick, as my family members told me, she's an angel on earth. Really? There comes a time when we need to stop jumping on any and every bandwagon, and there's more sides every single story. I implore you all out there, we have children who are suffering. We have children who are suffering. Those children who you saw on TV in Baltimore were just following the leader. You had one parent out there who was smacking her child around saying he would not be out there, and people dug into that woman's past and said she got three kids by multiple fathers and blah, blah, blah. They tried to tear her down. She was the only parent out there. Then you had the young man who was tearing up the cars. He was laughing on television. And his parents were standing there. Daddy been in and out of jail the whole time. Mama was more upset because they arrested her child for tearing up somebody else's property. Stop jumping on every bandwagon, people. I'm so sick of seeing it on social media. Where people are jumping together, yeah, they messing with us, they targeting us. Stop drawing one on your clothing. Stop acting like a target. If they stop you, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the police aren't out here doing some dirty things. I had one follow me from Georgia Avenue all the way down to Route 40 at the Baltimore County line just last week. Just last week. Stop it. Call a 3504. Call a 35. Come to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio.
Greetings, sister. This is Deacon Thomas Farr. How are you?
Hey, Deacon Farr. How are you?
Amen. Amen. I was here with you at 9 o'clock hour when you started, and you're there. You're there. You're right. I just wanted to call and be in agreement with what you're saying, because you know. I think we do need this real talk. You gave it seem like to me you're giving people a cold slap in the face about all that's going on, and especially the bandwagon issue. You know, we're forgetting. You know, when I look at it, I think we, like you was just saying, you know, we need to take some responsibility for our own lives and some of these things.
Yes.
Because everything that goes on doesn't necessarily affect my life and those in my circle. And I'm listening to you, and you're right. You know, for the voice that you have here on the Blog Talk Radio, for those who are hearing, I pray they're hearing and listening, because you know there's some stuff is motivated by politics and people who want to be good. They want a platform because they have a long term vision and goal, and has nothing to do with the community and has nothing to do with the issue. But
that's right.
I just wanted to encourage you in what you're saying, and for your audience, this is real talk. Because, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff really going on, and the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, like you said, there's still people out here who are suffering with real issues. And sometimes the media, again, you got to remember what the media's purpose is here. Their purpose is to make money and to put certain images out there. And
yes.
they take clips, because, as you know, I do a lot of stuff with media and video. I can take
mm-hmm.
video and make it, I can manipulate it, do anything. And we
yes.
have to remember that. We have to really remember
yes.
that when it comes to technology and media. But just I just wanted to encourage you and chime in a little bit and give you agreement and support what you're saying and what you're doing. Because, like you say, some people just need to be shaken and they need some cold water thrown on it, because they get caught up and mesmerized by what's going on and think they're really going to do something and change something.
Yes, and thank you so much, because, you know, there are days when I'm thinking that I'm just talking to thin air, because so many people don't want to hear another side of that story. It's like, people, you keep talking about they. What about that person you see in the mirror? What are you doing to change? And nobody has that answer. They get quiet. It's almost like it's a foreign question. It's like, what do you mean? What am I doing? I'm not out here doing so-and-so. Yeah, but your children are, your friends' children are. And you know, we just had a few weeks ago a rash of robberies in this neighborhood. And when people started to notice who was coming up here in the dead of night, even I reported someone, and I leave early in the morning, and some person's walking through the neighborhood. You walking through the neighborhood 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, where are you going? this is a closed neighborhood that I live in. Where are you going? Who are you going to see? Next thing you know, you hear a car window break, and lo and behold, somebody's car is broken into. And everybody has the same description of the people that they're noticing walking through. And guess what? They look just like me. But am I wrong to call 911? And when they get caught, that's not their fault. That's the people who don't look like them with the guns who come to get them and put them in jail's fault, because they're just holding them down and they're oppressors. Really? It's just one of these days, you know, where we need to stop being, well, what am I saying? Self-sabotaging. We need to take responsibility. Parents need to come home and be parents. If you're not going to be a parent, please don't have no children. Don't do it.
Oh, my.
I'm just saying, just don't have no children. Don't do it. And, you know, they talk about genocide. We killing each other at an alarming rate. What?
Well, so right, and again, I'm a child from the 70s and 60s and 70s, and
right.
It was a lot of, you know, the militant days, back in the days of berets and black little jackets, and, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
All of that, there was good there, and I think that's what we're not doing. We're not holding each other accountable within our communities, and again, it's political, because in these communities, you know, I'll share this because I don't want to be I'm snobbish or I'm above it. I was brought up in the South Bronx in the 70s. But
right.
There's one thing we have to understand with the police. In our communities, the police, we don't want the police not to be in our communities. And some of these
right.
communities, the police is holding back the wave. They're holding back some things. And again, I mean, I understand, you know, that brutality and that too, but also, law enforcement in our communities are saving people's lives, and we need to remember that. There's that difference between protest and wrong, but then there's also we need police in these communities, you know?
Right.
And like you were saying about the churches, at the height of all this thing here in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, the ministers, they were standing arm in arm with some of the same terrorists who were committing some of these things in the community, but somehow they thought joining with them was going to ease something, you know, and that was the thing that was overwhelming to me, to the men that I socialize with in the conversations I'm having. How are they standing arm in arm on national TV with the folk who are the terrorists in the community? They should be trying to eradicate them, but no, they were standing in unity with them like they were a good influence in the community. But they're the cause of a lot of the problem. But, you know, I just want to share that because it sometimes it's frustrating. But,
yeah.
You know, we have to continue to pray. And we definitely have to continue to call some things out. And then
yeah.
Go back to the personal accountability. You know, we have to sometimes stand up. And it comes from parenting. It comes from being involved in legitimate improvement things in the community. And just you know, and loving one another. And in the healing part that you constantly talk about, that's definitely to be healed. I have to get myself right, and then I can speak into somebody else's life and understand
yeah.
what I've been through and how I got through it. But I'm a go, sister.
Yeah.
Give you show back.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, monopolize it. But thank you, and I encourage you, continue to go.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. You all have heard it again, and we could stay up here and talk all night. We have to change ourselves. People, it starts with one. No one can change your life but the person you see looking back at you in the mirror. Your circumstances may be awful. I've been down, what is my story? Faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. I used to put, when I was at the very end, I used to have different envelopes. And I found one. First, I thought it was 10 cents. And then I said, oh, well, then I found another envelope hidden that had a different date on it. And lo and behold, the last one I found had 4 cents in it. So when I was done dealing with my situation, I had nothing but my faith, because my God kept me the whole time. My forgiveness and my 4 cents, 1, 2, 3, 4. But guess what? I didn't lose either one of my cars. I didn't lose my home, no matter who did it. It wasn't just my ex-husband. I was having problems with my old employer. Their dirtiest sin. Guess what? I got a brand new job in June. I got rid of them, too. They still trying to do their dirt, but I'm in a place now where they can't control that either. I know other people who've been down that road. Let me tell you all something. Faith is a mighty, mighty thing. Some of you might say, there's no God. Well, I tell you what, something somewhere created all of this, and it wasn't man. Trust me when I say. So even though you say that there's no God, guess what? If we all started from a single atom, somebody was there to create that atom. It didn't just become there by itself. So either way you look at it, it's something higher than all of us somewhere. I call it God. I call him God. Some of you, you can call it a rock. I don't care what you call it. But let me tell you something. The bottom line is simple. There is a being. There is a greater I am out there. Keeps us safe. But you have to believe. You have to think positively. There is something about the power of positive thinking. You can go to work every day to the most hostile work environment. You can choose to keep to yourself, keep a positive attitude, and before you know it, your 8 hours is over. You've made it through that day. Trust me, it works. But if you go in with the intent of being miserable, I guarantee you, trust me, you will be miserable. I smile now. When I was a child, I didn't have a smile. I had nothing to smile about. I smile now even when I don't want to. And when I go to work and I don't have that smile that make some people happy as they can be, trust me, some perfect stranger will walk up to me and say, why aren't you smiling today? I look forward to seeing you smile every time I see you. I'm like, who are you? They're like, I just see you walking down the halls and you always have a kind word and you always have that beautiful smile. And then that makes me think, oh my goodness, I don't know who's watching me. I know who's watching me 24/7, 365. The great I am is always on me, but that's his way of letting me know that you can be a blessing to someone else in the simplest of ways. Be there to listen to someone who may be going through something. Stop. Take those blinders off. We're such a me-first world. Me, 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 me. It's all about me, 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 me. If you've ever seen any of my books, I have a few. Two of them are books of my photography. I do a lot of micro photography and macro because guess what? I look at the small things in lives. There's one picture where I noticed these little tiny bugs. They were going up and down the stalks of these flowers. They were just following each other up and down, and I captured that. And one day there was this little itty-bitty worm, a green worm. You could see his cute little eyeball. I guess it was his eyes and his little nose. He had black eyes and a black nose and his little mouth. He was chewing on a tiny piece of a leaf. And I got that picture of him. Most people would never notice something that minute in this world. If you've ever seen on social media where they show the videos of somebody lying in the street and people just pass them by, and then another homeless person will help another homeless person before these people in the $1,000 suits will help that homeless person. People, we have forgotten what it means to be humans. There are videos, I have a segment that I do called Humans, Oh Humans, where I show them how animals treat each other, how animals take care of their children. We can learn a lot now from watching the animals, yet we have proclaimed ourselves to be the dominant species. But yet our children are running amok, they're tearing up people's properties, they're out committing crimes. And then when the police blow them away, put them in jail or something, oh my gosh, we're ready to riot. We need to look deeper into the issues. We need to see what really went down. Stop depending on media. I always tell people media is nothing but another entertainment outlet. Do you know why I say that? Because they are up for their Emmys too, and their Emmys, Grammys, whatever, they get Emmys. They get their daytime Emmy awards. They want their awards. They want those statuettes too. They want them. So they're an entertainment venue. Some of them are politically motivated. Some of the most successful people out here in this world will tell you they don't listen to local news. I don't listen to the local news every day, and I know everything that's going on. I read a lot, but I don't listen to the local news because they are an entertainment venue. It's just like every other show that you watch out there. They want your ratings. They want to be the best news show. I have been there when they have done retakes because people who they were interviewing weren't emotional enough. I have seen it firsthand. Your child just got shot. You don't seem too broken up. Could you cry a little more? This is what goes on behind those cameras, people. They want to give you the most sensational presentation possible. And so many of you buy into it. And on social media, half of you post stuff that's not even real. I get so tired of somebody will post, what did they post the other day? RIP so-and-so, someone had died, and that person died 7 years ago. Check your facts before you post it, because you all will incite a riot over some already taken care of 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago. Check your facts. We don't check facts. We're just like drones. We just do. Oh, somebody sent this. Let me repost. I get so tired of correcting people. This is an old post from so-and-so. These are the updated posts for that from, 4 years ago. And so many people get upset and start cursing and carrying on about something that happened years ago because we don't check our facts. We take one person's word and we believe it and we act upon it every single time. People, educate yourselves, educate yourselves, educate yourselves. Educate yourselves. And I'm not talking about going to college. That's not what I mean. Some of the most successful people were not college grads. They just aligned themselves with people who were. If you are not able to, if you can't, align yourselves with people who have everything that you need to become successful in this world. Because real successful people and people who are living their destinies and doing it for all of the right reasons, they're not threatened by the fact that you may learn everything they know and exceed them. Matter of fact, most of us who are living in our destinies, we want you to succeed. We want you to surpass where we are. Because that lets us know that we've done our job and our destiny has been accomplished. That's what it means. But I'm telling you now, vast majority of people out there are going to give you just enough to make you want to pay them some more money to give them some more. To give them some more. Notice I didn't say to give you some more, to give them some more of your money. So you have to check your facts. You have to know who you are aligning yourself with. If you are out there, like I said, positive people will sit on that front stoop and talk about their ideas and plans from day one to the day they die, and they will still be talking about it. That's why you have to align yourself with positive, accomplished people. Get a mentor. I have mentors. I'm a mentee. I'm a mentor. Because I don't have all of the answers. I'm humbled enough to go and say, hey, I don't have all of the answers. And a lot of the people who have mentored me, they chose me because they saw that something in me that I have yet to see in myself. And I'm considered a powerhouse in the industry. I don't sit out here. I don't have to flash all my numbers. I don't have to tell you all this and that to know what I'm doing behind my scenes. The people who are in my circle, they know what I do. They see what I do. They appreciate what I do. I don't have to keep throwing it around because that's not what it's about. It's about me taking care of the people who need help, and that's what I do. That's what this show is about. healing through hurt. Real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing. Each of us has come to the same end. Our means may be slightly different, but we're all here. I want you all to understand that you mean more than anyone in this on this earth can ever tell you that you mean. You are a precious commodity on this earth. You are a precious gem. I always say a diamond is a diamond no matter what. It can have inclusions. It can be flawless. It can be flawed. Guess what? It's still considered a diamond. So shine brightly in your own right. Don't try to count your blessings by comparing them to mine. Mine are mine. Yours are yours. As long as you're worried about what I'm doing, what I have, you're never going to get everything that God intends for you to have. You are blocking your own blessings because you're too busy being obsessed with mine. I'm not you. You're not me. This is my show. Your audience is your audience. Mine is mine. If we understand that and if we know that there's room at the top for everyone, we will stop being so afraid to help one another. We will not be afraid to help one another when we realize that there's room for everyone. And until we come to this realization, nothing's going to change. We have to take responsibility. In some cases, we have to ask for forgiveness, not only from the people around us, but to the person that we see in the mirror, because we have sabotaged ourselves and become our own worst enemy far too long. So we have to apologize and ask forgiveness to ourselves. Then it's easier for us to ask forgiveness of others. So these are all of the things that we have to do. Lord knows I could sit up here and I get so tired some nights. And there are nights when I just sit here and I tell Lord, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired. I was there. I saw the other side and it was beautiful. And he sent me back here to deal with this over and over again. And every day, more people are like, who she thinks she is. I don't think I'm anybody. I can tell you who I know I am and who I belong to. The question is, who are you? Who do you want to be? Are you striving to be? How are you bettering yourself? Don't worry about me. God has me. He has you too if you let him. But so many people worried about somebody getting one toe ahead of them that none of us wants to come together and work together. And if the cameras aren't rolling, some people aren't going to go out because they're not getting any free publicity. Until all of that changes, nothing will work. And I don't hear anybody talking about that. I hear nobody talking about that. So tonight, as always, this has been our first night back. You're going to see a lot more of this because I am the realist. One of my colleagues, Felicia Meadows, she's called a conscious rebel. And I told her, I said, you know, Felicia, I'm the rebel on a mission with a cause. When I found my voice, I knew that I was not only going to march to the beat of my own drum, I learned how to make my drum. Because that way I knew what to expect from it. I knew it would have the perfect pitch and everything because I knew what I needed to make my march work for me. So won't you join me? If you want to get involved, there's several ways you can do it. 202-618-2556. Send me a text and say, Maria, I want to get involved. And I'll write you back and get all of your information and tell you how. We are a small nonprofit, but Lord knows we are mighty, mighty, and we are still moving forward. People always want to know how you get so many people to contact you and how you get this. People find me because when you're living right and you're doing right and you're walking in your destiny, trust me, people are going to find you on LinkedIn Pulse. I did a post a couple weeks ago. I said there's a reason why some of these higher end car dealerships, Bentley and all of them, you don't see commercials for them, because they know their worth. And the people who they deal with know their worth too. They don't have to be out here like a living commercial. Don't get me wrong, I love my Benz. I loved my Benz. I loved it to death, but it was just a car. And it was a good car until it broke. But it was a great car. There's Mercedes and then there's Bentley. That's a whole nother realm. So when you know your worth, you don't have to try so hard to sell yourself. You don't have to try so hard to live with the Joneses and the Jenkins and have the biggest house and the best cars and the best this. When you know your worth, you know how to accomplish everything you need to, but within your means. And when you're within your means, your life is much more content. When I lost everything and I had my 4 cents and I had to learn how to live with much less, I can tell you honestly, I have less stress now and less friends too, because when I had everything, the leeches were there. Now that I'm living within my means and quite modestly, the leeches have dropped off and they've gone to suck on somebody else. You always know who your true friends are when you have nothing. And I want to thank those people for dropping off, because my life is a lot better without them. And I'm good. I'm good. And when I get back, because guess what? God promised me everything that I lost, I'm going to get all of that back and some. I'll be able to do more. But what I do have the numbers. And for those people who I believe in and I support and who encourage and motivate and inspire me, guess what? I promote each and every one of them to all of my numbers, and trust me, I have quite a few. And I don't have to tell you all, yeah, well, my number's this and that. So many people used to boast, I have 10,000 people, and two of them show up on your show. Who cares? I could have 100 people, and 40 show up. I have 40%. You have your two people out of your 10,000. What does that tell you? Stop it, people. Live your purpose, but live your purpose truthfully. And if you're not living truthfully, guess what? Those of us who are really hurt, we see through it. We see through all your fake titles. We see through your fake numbers. We see through your fake words. Far for chiming in this evening. Thank you so much. And hello to all of the people listening in. I see you there in the call query. And for those who popped in over on our chat room, hello, hello. Thank you for being here tonight. We have about a minute left. As I said, I'm over on Facebook. You can find me under C. Maria Wall there. We have several groups there, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Group, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. is there. Wow. The Women of Wisdom and Worth is there, too. And over on G+, we have the Relationship Recovery Group. That is my biggest coaching group. We have over 900 members there from all over the world. You're welcome to join us there as well. And if you are a coach, a counselor, I have a special section there for you so that you can share all of your words of wisdom. As I said, there's room for all of us. If you'd like to get involved, 202-618-2556 is my number. Or you can visit our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. There's also a section there to donate, and there's several ways you can donate there. And, of course, your donations are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the U.S. because we are an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. I will see you all back here tomorrow morning for the Sunday morning inspiration at our new time, 8 a.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. So until then, be well, be blessed, and as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, I am your most humble and gracious and appreciative host, C. Maria Walt, a.k.a. the mediator and the realist, the Shiro at your ground zero, reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Lord willing, I will see you all back here 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for the Sunday morning inspiration, and we will be back here. Well, next weekend is my birthday weekend, so I will be off again on Saturday and Sunday, and I will see you all back here the following week. So until next time, be well, be blessed. We're going to end as we had began with good music. I'm so glad that you were here. Love to see you good people with good conversation, good callers. Be well, be blessed, and have a God awesome remainder of your weekend and, of course, your coming week. I will see you soon. Good night, everybody.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good. When I'm hurt, take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. Melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tap my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye. In my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah, now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album. Triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.